Question two. With the number of challenges facing teachers and schools today, what do you find the most difficult? I find the most difficult things in terms of challenges with schools is, because I teach IT, is equipment. And finding the right equipment to actually use and making sure that the equipment actually works right. But I think that is small in comparison to the issues we have with the government and financially what they're doing to schools and the amount of money that they're taking from schools. And what I've never been able to understand is how you can expect your school to be extremely successful or people in your community to be extremely successful. And you're taking money away from the little ones. You know, it's the little ones who are going to grow up and make the world a better place. But if we're only teaching them austerity and teaching them, you know, how to do and how to see what's going on now, I don't think it's a great thing for us to be doing. Another challenge that I think with teaching is, I think I love the coding. But coding is not for everybody. And I think this is a huge mistake that the government made. First of all, I think the mistake was that if you're going to code to a high level, you need to have a coding brain. And I think in Key Stage 3, it's very important that kids do learn to code. But after that, I think you need to make choices. And I think parents have been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, their kids can code and they don't really know anything about coding. And I will say, I think coding is important, but I also think being able to create your own video, to be able to create your own images, to be able to create your own content, and then be able to publish that content out. You know, I think every company has a website, every company has video, every company has audio. There's a lot of money to be made in that stuff. And there's a lot of money to be made in coding. But I do think that if you're honest and if we're really honest about it, we have a lot of kids who are not interested in coding. And then the other fact that the factor that applies to the coding thing is there was no teacher training. There was hardly no teacher training. We just brought it in. You know, it just came in. And then, you know, they tried to put a little bit of training in after. But it's like me, you know, going into school 1 year and you telling me, okay, you're going to teach French the next year, you know, and I'm not just saying this myself. I talked to a lot of teachers, been around a lot of teachers, and they feel this kind of dejected by what the government has done. So I think two things for me, financially, the money, well, three things, financially, the money that's being taken away from schools. I think the coding thing is not great, because I don't think that a lot of heads, and I don't think that a lot of deputy heads really understand about the coding. And I think it was a fad, not necessarily a fad, but I think it was something that came in that is important, but not as important as people made it out to be. And that's my personal opinion. How do we keep moving forward? Well, I think we keep moving forward by, I think the government needs to talk to teachers who are on the chalk face. I think they need to talk to teachers who are teaching a lot of in the really underprivileged classrooms, the really underprivileged schools, and actually find out what's going on. I mean, it does no one any good to go to a school that's doing well or very successful and then try to tell everybody, you know, this is what the state of play is in the school, because it's not a fact. We have more bad schools than we have good schools. And when I say bad schools, I don't necessarily mean that the kids are bad. What I mean is that we don't have the facilities in these schools to engage the students. We don't have the teachers in these places who feel valued. So I think it's really crazy. And the other thing I think that we need to do is we need to be pushing more multimedia in schools. We need to teach kids how to create content for themselves. Because I think too much now what happens is, you know, we're trying to teach kids how to find a job, which is all good and fine. But I personally think we need to be teaching kids how to create their own job so they can give other people employment. You know, one of the things I try to do in my classroom is I try to steer their mindset toward, you know, creating their own corporations, creating their own businesses. You know, a lot of these kids are very bright, you know, but they just need some direction in terms of where they're going. And I think if they start thinking about creating their own business, I think that it's a whole different perspective to them instead of going to somebody else's job day in and day out and doing what they really don't want to do the rest of their life. You know, so I think the most important thing is to try to be happy in life. And I don't think you're really happy if you're not doing what you really want to do. I think it's very difficult. You know, so we just try to push them to do what they want to do and what they feel will help them be successful. And of course, a lot of them don't know that yet. But I think we need to expose them to a lot of different things. We have a situation now where a lot of students come in and we jump straight into teaching them code. And a lot of the kids can't even create folders. You know, and I'm talking year 10, 11 students. They don't even know how to create folders. If you ask the kid to jump in, create a Word document, add a table, format the table, a lot of them will struggle with those skills. They will struggle. But if you ask them to play a video game, okay, yeah, a lot of them will be great with video games. And if that's the chosen path that they choose, fine. But I think that regardless of what your path is, you're going to need to know how to use Excel. You're going to need to learn how to use Word or Google Doc or Google Sheets or PowerPoint or Google Slides, because these are things you're going to have to count your money. You're going to have to add up your money. You're going to have to multiply how things are going. You know, you're going to have to create content for yourself to put out there in the world. And I just don't think personally that we're doing it for a lot of kids. I really don't. I think a lot of kids are bored. I think a lot of kids are bored with the curriculum. And I think every year we try and add something new, something new, something new, instead of doing the things that will make kids successful, in my opinion. And one of those things I think that we don't do, you know, how many schools do you know that teaches kids how to balance a checkbook? You know, I'm talking about real life skills, you know, because when they come out of school, they're going to be making some money, hopefully, and they need to know how to budget the books. But we don't. We just don't. And it's just flipping annoying. It's just annoying.